mention that F5 to you. No, it doesn't even say F5 anymore.
I wish I was playing 10 years ago, because I'm pretty sure I would have got sub 10k finished.
Mind your business!
A certain Egyptian king is being ignored.
Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Only One Bonus Point, a light take on a deep game. Boy, has it been deep for me. We are your hosts, I'm Law.
And I am Ray. Good evening, Law. How are you, sir?
I guess I'm alive, so that's a good start. That's pretty much where it ends in terms of happiness.
Okay.
How are you?
we've been your boys, Only One Bonus Point. Like and subscribe. I'm good, sir. Yeah, football-wise, of course, we'll get into the fixtures, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm obviously delighted the way that we're playing at the moment. It's been fantastic. We're a threat. That's all I ever wanted. That's all I've ever said. So we're a good team. Let's see where we're going. With FPL, it's kind of, you're just trickling along, isn't it? And you're kind of like, I'm kind of ready for the season to end because I don't really think I can go anywhere impressive.
Exactly that. Yeah, I'm trying to make plans for next season already.
Yeah, and it's March. Awesome. So before we start, as you'll see below, please follow us on X, Only One Bonus Point with a number one, Law. Where can people follow you on X?
Mine is at Only One _ Law.
And I am at Ray _ Cure. Of course, we got RJ as well. We can't make it today. At _ Only One RJ. And you can also email us, onlyonebonuspoint@gmail.com. And our mini league code, OscarOscarCharlie3BravoKilo. So, Law, sir, what are we covering today? Because we've got a different episode today.
Yeah, slightly different. But yeah, we're going to go through our scores in Game Week 27. We'll then look at next week's fixtures. Then we have a small section on a man that's been spoken about a lot by the host that can't be here today, in Rodrigo Muniz. And then we'll go into our bus teams. Lastly, our mini league standings as well.
Wonderful. So as always, and it's so wonderful that I'm not first this week, we go to our Game Week 27 scores. So who's that?
Me again. Yet again. With a grey arrow, I moved from 1,025,000 to 1,022,000.
Any one carded.
Yeah, I'll get into it, Ray. All right, calm down. All right, just at least let me have my own moment. Come on. And yes, I wild carded. I left 24 points on the bench. Areola saving penalties. I'll go through my team as it stands right now. So I now have Neto, who got me 8 points. Gabriel got me 6 points. Zabarini, 6 points. So glad I didn't go with Sensei. That was a bit of luck. Dougie with 2 points. Madison with 5 points. Kudus with 5 points. Saka with 7 points. Son with 7 points. Solanke with 2 points. Watkins with 13. And Captain Haaland got me 12 on the bench. I've already mentioned Areola, 13. Hudson-Odoi 2, Reguilon 4, Doherty 5. The killer for me was not having Foden. Simple as that. That was the killer. I went early on not having Foden, so I wouldn't have to take a hit in 29. And yeah, that was a killer. That was an absolute killer. Similar to my last wild card is, what did I do? I didn't go with Salah. And then Salah got 2 goals and an assist, killed me again. So yeah, both wild cards, I went without a popular pick, and both times I've been burnt. Luckily, it wasn't too bad, so it wasn't a red arrow at least. But yeah, still a second wild card, just as poor as the first.
Yeah, I looked at all of our scores and looked at yours, and I'm thinking, well, you only had 2 players that didn't return.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. It's bad when I rank it against you guys, but like I said, I didn't get a red, and I'm set up well for 28 and 29. But still, it feels bad when I'm looking, when I'm comparing myself to the two people I'm going to talk to.
So obviously with wildcarding in 27, what is your kind of strategy going forward in regards to your chips? What are you thinking?
So yeah, free hit in 34, bench boost in 37. That allows me between 30 and 37 to get enough players to be decent bench boost. and I don't have to worry about the 34 doubles because I'm going to free hit anyway. So that's the thing. So the thinking is, can I maximize points in 34? And I know it's a big risk because in 29, you're guaranteed those points because you're taking out blank players for people that are playing. And obviously, in 34, I'm hoping that the double comes through. Mm. But at 1 million, I just see, what have I got to lose? I finished 2 million instead of 1 million. Big whoop. I might as well just go for it. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. A man who's got nothing to lose is very dangerous. You could get any rank at this point, you know? I like it a lot because 37 will be the biggest double just from everything you see. And in 34, we'll get to me in a bit, but you know, the fixtures aren't really enticing in regards to doubles compared to 37.
Yeah, in terms of the players you'd have to keep and like hold and going into the next few weeks. Yeah.
Mm. Awesome. So next up was RJ, who finished up with 75 points. He rolled a transfer. So you got Leno with 8, Saliba with 6, Trippier with 1, very unlucky there. Mm. Walker with 2, Saka with 7, Foden with 15, Bailey with 4, Palmer with 5, Tony with 2, Captain Haaland with 12, Watkins just can't stop with 13. Yeah. On the bench, Areola, 13. Richarlison didn't play. Estupiñan, he might as well have not played.
Not played.
0 as well. And then Mikalenko with 1. He got a gaming rank just under 2.3 mil, and his live rank is 15.6K. So it's been a fantastic season so far for
phenomenal.
From RJ, and we mentioned it last week and we've mentioned it before, is he's not really being swayed, isn't it? Because he's bought in Tony and it's a transfer he hasn't had to take out like we did with Darwin, for example.
Yeah.
I don't like Darwin. Yeah. I don't rate Darwin. I'm not going to pick him. And got to respect that.
Yeah, absolutely. That's worked for him. That having that type of that attitude towards the game has worked for him massively.
Well done, RJ. Keep it up. And then myself with 82 points. So Dubravka with 7, Gabriel with 6, Udogi with 2, Van Dijk with 6, Son, who I bought in this week, for 7, with 7. I took out Huang, what a waste. Palmer with 5, Saka with 7, Foden with 15, just outrageous. Solanke with 2, Watkins with 13, and Haaland, captain, with 12. Turner doesn't play football anymore. Garnacho with 2, Taylor with 1, and Estupiñan with 0. So gaming rank just under 1.1 million, and my live rank, sorry, I had this, I think is 668K from 750-something K. So really healthy green arrow. And probably share my chip strategy, but just the two players blanking. And what are your thoughts, Rudy? I think good shape. Good week, obviously.
Yeah, very good week for you. And you're in good shape. It looks good. Are you looking to attack these doubles coming up for this week?
Definitely, yeah. Oh, I could just share it now. There's no issue.
So you're free hitting in 29, so you're not worried about who you bring in, right? Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So I'm pretty happy to take a -4 next week.
And just
pack in with, I know you were mocking me on X. It's quite funny, but Everyone seriously is looking at Bournemouth as AC Milan, aren't they? Like everyone, you know. Solanke seems to be Ronaldo, but you know, the AC Milan Ronaldo was a very overweight man. So we'll see what happens. Awesome. So next up.
Yes, let's go into fixtures for next week. Some enticing games and obviously a double for Bournemouth and Luton.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like Bournemouth's double. I mean, Sheffield, both at home, two teams that concede a lot of goals. Solanke's just, he's got to be up there. And then another great shout, Semenyo, as well, because I think he had a great game on the weekend. The only thing that bothers me is so obviously I wildcarded and I brought in two defensive assets in Zabrini and Neto, which seemed at that time a very good idea, both at home to two teams that don't score a lot of goals and aren't in good form. And I watched them play against Burnley and I was like, I am so lucky to get this double clean sheet. So lucky. they were getting run through by Burnley. I couldn't believe what I was watching.
Such a bad performance.
It was so bad. It filled me with nothing but dread.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what apart from the Bournemouth fixtures, what are your thoughts about Luton's double? Because I get it in regards to they got a double, of course, but Palace have been buoyed as always, you know, new manager bounce and everything like that. And then Bournemouth away from home. I don't think Bournemouth played well at all against Burnley.
No,
I do think they're a good team. I like watching them play. You know, there's a lot of players that, you know, we like. You know, we've spoken about Semenyo beginning of the season as well. I'd rather pile into Bournemouth than Luton.
You can tell by my wild card, I have 3 Bournemouth players and 1 Luton player. And I don't plan on extending it this week either. I plan on rolling. I don't plan even... I've had the choice of one of my midfielders. So I could have brought in a Luton midfielder in Barkley, which made sense. But even then, I looked at the 2 fixtures and I just didn't prefer it. So in, I forget who they have in 29 now. Luton play Forest. That was it.
Mm.
And I fancy Forest to dismantle Luton because I watched, as we talked about previous games, I watched Forest against Liverpool and they gave an extremely good account of themselves. It wasn't. Yeah, and also some controversy there as well, but they gave an extremely good account. It wasn't like they got battered at all. They played extremely well, which is why I went with actually a Forest player, because I'm more likely to play him in 29 and I can bench him in 28 because there's some really good single game weeks as well.
Hmm. How many players are you set to have in game week 29?
Dublin. 4 players.
In total. We'd blank game week 29 when a lot of people are
free-hitting.
I'm free-hitting, for example.
Yeah. At this moment in time, I think I have 9, but I have 2 free transfers.
Okay, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
What single game week, you know, single... Well, I mean, Liverpool, Man City.
Liverpool City, yeah, is an amazing. But for goals, man, for goals, honestly, Villa, Tottenham.
Oh, my God, agree. Yeah. Play them all.
Yeah, exactly. Play them all. Because that's, to me, I just see that as goals galore. Which way it will go, I have no idea. But, yeah, I just see that game as goals galore.
What do you think will be the front three? Because you've got some serious options in those front three positions now.
Yeah, I think it stays the same as this weekend. Werner, Son, Kulusevski.
So with Kulusevski actually starting, not Johnson.
Yeah, I was just about to say. Kulusevski's 60-40 to start. Johnson's right there. He played well when he came on as well. But Kulu, he just has something. He offers something different to what Werner does. Johnson offers the same thing that Werner does.
Yeah.
So I think that's why Kulu kind of gets the start there. But yeah, I think so. That's why I think it would be those 3.
Mm.
Yeah. But yeah, when Richie comes back, I honestly don't know. My hope is that when Richarlison comes back, he moves Richarlison to left wing or right wing and keeps Son in the middle. But I don't think he's going to. But I think Son is so deadly in the middle. He's got to stay there. But I just don't know if he will.
Yeah, but... We've spoken about it and I've posted about it a lot on X. I think Son is the best finisher we have in the league. I've said that for like 3 years now. He gets any opportunity and it's like, yeah, just lock it up. It's done.
Yeah, I saw a stat.
Devastating finisher.
I saw a stat that he's missed 3 big chances this year. And in comparison, Haaland's missed 26. Obviously, Haaland gets more, but it's still massive, isn't it? He's so clinical. It's unbelievable.
Unreal. Unreal. And... Yeah, just couldn't agree more. What other kind of fixtures are you kind of looking at as well from any aspect, football or FPL?
So from an FPL aspect, West Ham, Burnley, because I've got Kudison. And I feel like the way Burnley play, they open themselves up to the way West Ham play. Burnley want to try and play possession football, attacking football. West Ham are very good at counter-attacking. So for me, bringing in Kudus or Bowen over a Luton midfielder, I would prioritise that.
Over a Bournemouth midfielder?
No, Luton.
But but if you what were, about if you a Bournemouth one?
Bournemouth, I don't know. The two games are too strong. The two home games against relegation teams is hard to. But then West Ham still playing 29 and Bournemouth don't.
That's very true. And that segues to my next point in regards to Tavernier is the player that I'm pretty much thinking to bring in.
Yeah.
But if I do bring him in, it will be for Foden. And to bring him in for Foden, I'll be taking a -4.
There's so many aspects to this, Ray.
And I'm thinking... So I'll tell you my... So I'm going to play both sides. Yeah, I'm going to give how it works on both. So number one, Foden, who'll take up the left against someone like Bradley or Gomez. I think it could be murder if he plays on the left, of course.
Yeah.
And in the middle, where his preferred position, in my opinion, should always be, is the way he runs and is just moves like water on the ball. He can move right, move left in the middle. He's absolutely devastating. He's been their best attacker, in my opinion. So that's the four. So if I'm taking him out for -4 to bring in Tavernier, I'm kind of like, well, I do think Man City will score against Liverpool. And it's just how much I rate, obviously, Foden. But on the other side, it's never... I can see a 1-1 all over this one. And I just feel maybe just having Haaland is enough.
Enough. Yeah, that was my thinking.
Bring in Tavernier because I think Bournemouth will score a minimum 3 goals across the two games. I feel Tavernier will be involved. So, you know, you got to choose one. Which one would you do?
Yeah. It's a tough one. Yeah. Do you know what? I probably would go Bournemouth. You're free hitting in 29.
Yeah.
30, they play Arsenal as well. So yeah. I think you can... And I know we always overlook the tougher, the big games. We always overlook them as games that people just happen to never score in. But I think like when you're playing the odds, I think bringing the Bournemouth midfielder in that scenario. But it's tough when you're doing it for a -4 though. That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, that adds a whole another element to it.
Yeah. Me and my spreadsheets have just been the beginning. Just loads of drafts all the time. But shall we move on, or is there any other game you want to kind of cover?
I think we have to speak about Arsenal's devastating form, which pains me to say. But Brentford defensively are weak, got a lot of people missing. You guys can't stop scoring goals. That's definitely one to look out for as well.
Yeah, I mean, 31 goals in 7 games. I mean, that's just under 4.5 a game. I don't know what they were doing in Dubai.
Someone check them for doping.
I know, but there were no videos.
It's a scandal.
Arteta was talking about nature. I'm like, bro, I've been to Dubai. There's no nature there. It's completely been ripped up all the nature. So
everyone was laughing at him for eating that meat from Salt Bay. Come back and it was like, you think you can laugh at me?
It's that gold meat.
To me?
I know, man. It's we touched on it obviously, but the football we're playing is devastating. Sure, the teams have been very poor on the day, or just poor teams, but I think personally we should get the credit for why they've been so poor. I think we're making them look so poor just with how we're on the front foot straight away. And I think against Brentford, I trust the approach will be the same and hopefully just, you know, suffocate him and take him out. But Saliba rarely gets done. Last season, when Brentford came to the Emirates and got the 1-1 draw, Tony dominated Saliba, dominated him. And, you know, Tony is a tough striker for us, isn't it? Because he's strong, he's a target man, he's got great touch.
I don't think he's fully hit form yet, though.
I don't think he's fully match-upness isn't there yet, isn't it?
Yeah. But I have seen videos of Mbeumo back training, and I think Mbeumo makes Tony better.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Assets-wise, if you've got Arsenal, you just play all of them, in my opinion.
Yep. Fully agree.
Yeah. I mean, I was floating the idea of maybe bringing in an Ødegaard, you know, as like a cheeky punt rather than a Bournemouth midfielder. But
on my wild card, I was flirting with bringing Havertz in. Yeah. Which would have covered for Foden as well. So I was a bit annoyed that I didn't go for it. But it just meant an extra transfer in 29 and I'm on my wild card. So that's just didn't make sense at the time.
Exactly. Yeah. And in 30, yeah, we're away to Man City. You ain't
gonna play. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Completely makes sense. Cool.
Yes. So we're moving on to this new special segment.
Yes.
So we're going to look into this punt that our fellow host RJ has been screaming about. Loves him. 4.5. Has he gone up at all? He's still 4.5.
No, not yet.
Yep, 4.5. He will go up soon, especially as he's playing in 29. Yeah, he's just been on fire, hasn't he? Rodrigo Muniz, we're talking about. Muniz?
Yeah.
Either.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
Yeah, he's just been in devastating form.
Yeah, and what and you know, credit to RJ, because he kind of mentioned it in game week 25 with the Villa game as well. He goes, his movement is so electrifying, and it is. He gets in such great positions. You know, this I'll go to the next part in a minute about an Opta sandbox that I looked at. And the thing is he's not someone that I'd advocate to bring in now, because, you know, you got the doublers and you got someone like Morris, for example. But if you're looking to wildcard in 30/31 as I am, and we're trying to fit everyone in,
yeah,
Muniz is an incredible enabler, isn't he? He's 4.5, he's playing every game.
Absolutely.
You know, I think, isn't Broja there on loan?
Broja's there on loan. Yeah, Broja's there on loan. Can't even get in. Don't know what happens. How serious is
Jimenez's injury?
Yeah, I don't actually know.
I can't tell you, but
yeah, that'd be my only concern is when is he likely to come back, and if. But in this type of form, you don't drop him, surely. Even if Jimenez is back, you can't. You cannot drop him, surely.
100%. And it kind of segues into, you know, I went and did a bit of an Opta sandbox since game week 23, and he's 5th amongst most points.
Yeah.
And one of the things his finishing has been devastating. I mean, he's only had 20 shots. It's not really that many shots at all. Mm. 8 of them on target, and he's banging 5 goals. And we're talking about assists as well. He's got an assist as well. And he's so outperforming his stats at the moment. So I don't look at him and think this is a sustainable asset that you could play in your team all the time.
Catch him while he's hot. Yeah.
Catch him while he's hot and have a plain sub.
Yeah.
Striker. So, and yeah, I mean, look at the names that are there. You know, you've got, you know, Saka, Watkins, Foden, Haaland are probably like the 4 that everyone wants. And Ødegaard, who I've been, you know, watching for the last month, and he's playing annoying, so much better now, much more creative.
I brought him on my first wild card. He did absolutely nothing. Took him out. Hasn't stopped getting points. This guy. And then I did the same on this wild card. I had White for weeks, Ray. Did this wild card, swapped into Gabriel, was getting all the points. White scores!
But
I hate this game!
let's go to Muniz. But, you know, it's very simple stats, of course. I didn't want to go too deep into it. But, you know, for those in the audio, is that he's 4.5 billion. In the 5 games, he's got 5 goals, 20 shots, 8 on target, 1 FPL assist, only 5 attempted assists. Now, his expected goals is 2.38 and his expected assists is 0.7. His expected FPL points is 30.6 and he's got 42 since game week 23. So, you know, he's smashing it. But I always believe that when you catch a guy that's on fire, try and get him as fast as you can.
But the
problem I have in 30/31, he might cool down by then.
Yeah, you never know. You never know.
If you wildcarded, let's say in 30, and you want to fit everyone in, would you look to get him in, or would you maybe go for Semenya?
I'd probably go for Muniz. Go for Muniz. Just based on the form, I go for Muniz. Absolutely.
Cool.
I don't even know what the fixtures are. I still go for Muniz. Just based on the form. Honestly.
Well, I mean, in game week 29, they're playing Tottenham at home, and I'm fancying to bring him in a free hit.
Yeah, I think he might be one of my substitutions.
Mm.
One of my transfers, yeah, because I got Solanke banking anyway. So, and then it allows me to gives me money to get Salah 30/31. So, yeah.
Precisely. Yeah, I look at Muniz as a complete enabler, but
yeah.
Hey, if you're looking to bench boost at any point and you have him, just play him. See what happens. Yes. Cool.
So, shall we go into these bus teams?
Yes, sir. So we are starting off with Mr. RJ, and I believe Bill.
Yes, Mr. RJ has graced us with a lovely video, which we'll we'll add to it now. I haven't seen it, so we'll see what he has to say.
There he is. What's happening, people? What's happening, lads? Apologies, I couldn't make it today, you know, duty calls, but I didn't want to leave you in a lurch for game week 28. I have two free transfers. Let's do this quickly. Two free transfers, and I've already done one already. It was a very easy move. Trippier out in for Doherty, who's got he's got a double game week in game week 28, and he's playing in game week 29. So with my next transfer, I thought it was quite easy, and Ray's not going to like this, but I am not playing my free hit. No, I'm not doing it. I can survive. I don't want to build up this team of 11 that's going to be poor and everyone's hoping for things to happen. Everyone's going to know nothing's going to happen. And then I'm going to be like, yeah, I told you so. And I didn't do it because you don't make me do it. But I'm not doing it. All right. So what we're going to do, we're going to build a team for game week 29. And then the plan is a wild card in 30 or 31. And then free hit in 34, 37. And then bench boost the other one. That's what I want to do. So I'm going to stick with it. All right. So Walker is coming out for Emerson. We all know that West Ham have been transformed now that Paqueta is back. And against Burnley at home, am I mad? Yep. Walker out, who's got Liverpool, a blank, and then Arsenal, who are both fighting for the title. Yeah, that's this is an easy, easy move. So that is Tony to the bench for Emerson. Now, I want to take a minus four. That was the plan. I'm thinking if I build this team for game week 29, I can get to 8 or 9 players easily. Yes, 8 or 9. Why do I need more than that? We'll try to limit the red arrow, make it a small red arrow. Like this game, we've got a small red arrow. So I am thinking to bring in the ever-powerful, the marauding midfielder turned striker, Bowen, in for Richarlison. It's simple. It's very simple. It's easy. I didn't want to take out Richarlison, but again, why on earth would I rely on him? All right, so Bowen in into the starting lineup. He takes over from Bailey. And here we are at a 4-4-2. Now, the captain's armband was on Saka, vice-captain on Watkins, but a cheeky punt could be Bowen captain and vice captain Saka. That is how we are looking in game week 29. Because if you look at it, instead of it should be Areola and goal. Why is Leno there? Useless you. Another recommendation from. All right. So we've got Areola, Emerson, Doherty, Bowen, Watkins, Bailey, Tony. Got 7 players right now. If I take a minus 4 next week, that's 9 players. I'm happy with that. I'm happy. Who am I going to bring in that I'm missing for? The only person I think I'm missing in this powerful game week 29 is Son. And I know the double game week next week is not a massive feature of my team. I've got Doherty in the double. I'm not looking at Bournemouth. Solanke is the shout, but I'm not too sure. I don't know if there's a point, because if I bring in Solanke, it'll be for Tony. And why am I doing a sideways move just so I can get a fixture in 29? Because if you look, Solanke's predicted points is 6 in the first one, 3.7 the next. We don't even know if he's fit. But yeah, that is me for game week 28. Yes, Ray, no free hit. Guys, hope you all have a great, great green arrow. And back to my two assistants. Peace.
Two assistants. You can't even make the disrespect. No,
kill me. I'm still laughing. You kill me. When he put the captain armband on Palmer, went, ugh. Oh, funny.
Very, very good. What an idiot. Very good. It's Yeah, because initially he said he wouldn't do a free hit. Last week we spoke about it and I wondered why. Mm-hmm. And I guess, again, it's just going back to how he's played the season, isn't it? Just go with what he initially wanted. What his gut is. What his gut was, and that's what's made him succeed. But really interesting that he's likely to just have Doty this next game week.
So, that's an interesting move. And the fact that he went Doty over Bournemouth player, but I guess that's because he's not playing his free hit, so he needs someone who's playing in 29. So that makes sense there. Yeah, the risk of playing with nine in the blank. And two hits.
I think a lot of people are going to have eight or nine players and take a hit or two.
True, true. You got a hit this week, hit next week. I think even if it goes, say, south, like he ends up with a red arrow, I don't think it would be deep.
Yeah.
So he's either going to get away with it or it's not really going to hurt where he's at right now. The only thing is he's in and amongst the gauge managers. So maybe not playing the free hit now will hurt him now. But when he does play it 34, 37, when they don't have it, he catches back up whatever they gained here.
Very true. Yeah, I was kind of, you know, thinking more about game week 28 is I kept on thinking he'll bring in Morris. Because Morris does play, he has a double and he plays in 29. So I was kind of thinking maybe he'll do a Tony to Morris, for example, and then play Morris. So I think he'll actually be thinking about that a bit because, you know, he's a fan of Morris. I think
that's another one, though. It's another move where if he's not free hitting in 29, he has to remove the people that are blanking in 29. So removing Tony costs him a transfer that he needs. You see what I mean? Because Tony plays in 29. So when you take Tony out, or Watkins,
you're doing a player for a player. Yeah.
Exactly, exactly. So then the only other person he could take out for Solanke would be Haaland, which he's just not going to do. So I kind of see where he's stuck in that sort of situation where he's not going to bring in a double striker for this week. Because, yeah, he can't. He can't. If he wants to not free in 29, he can't get rid of people that are playing in 29. Except for Richarlison, because he's injured, obviously.
Yeah, so just to confirm the one transfer he's made so far, because I don't think he's confirmed the other two yet, it's Areola, Saliba, currently Estupiñán, and Doty. Doty has a double, so he's taken out Walker, Saka, Foden, Bailey, Palmer, Tony, Haaland, Watkins. But as we saw, he's looking in to bring Bowen and Emerson.
Yeah.
For Trippier and, was it Bailey? No, it couldn't have been Bailey. Richarlison.
Trippier and Richarlison.
He's in a great spot. I think he'll deep the possible red, but long term it'll work out for him.
Exactly.
Cool. Good luck there. Next up is myself. So currently 1.7 million in the bank. So yeah, Dubravka, Gabriel, Estupiñán, Van Dijk, Son, Palmer, Foden, Saka. Captain Solanke, Haaland, Watkins, bench, Turner, Garnacho, Udogi, Taylor. So these are my thoughts. Is I shall take out Estupiñán and bring in probably Zabanyi. He's played all the games, 4.4 million. It's either him or Smith. You know, the Kirkies, I get it, but, you know, how much Bournemouth are we going to play going forward? And the next one I was thinking was Foden to Tavernier. So I did think about Barkley. I even entertained Haaland to Morrison and I slapped myself. Is what I like about someone like Tavernier, Foden to Tavernier, is that I'll have a good 4 million in the bank, play my free hit. And then in 30, rather than use a wild card, I'll do Saka to Salah a week early. Because Saka's away to Man City, difficult game, and Salah's at home to Brighton, and I'll look to captain Salah. You know, so taking a minus four to bring in two Bournemouth. I'm a bit like yourself. I'm really not tempted by Luton at all. And what that does then is it opens up the money to do the easy Saka to Salah in 30, play 30. I think I've got a great team in 30 with the likes of Van Dijk, Watkins. And then in 31, I'll play the wild card. So, you know, what do you think?
Yeah. It makes a lot of sense. And I guess you're just avoiding the tough fixture for Foden this week, keeping that money, which allows you to navigate 30 pretty well. It does make sense. I do understand the thought behind it. You 100% set on getting rid of Saka just because they're playing City? Oh, and then you welcome him back in?
Of course.
Okay, I understand. Yeah.
30 is almost like a free hit in a way for me as well, because I'm just going to wait one transfer. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. Especially with that Saka bringing him back in thing. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to lose money on him, obviously.
Yeah.
but you know, I'm taking that into consideration. And also, wildcard 31, I probably won't bring in Watkins because he has Man City and Arsenal during those first three fixtures.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah, that's me. And Lorsa.
Yes, so I currently have Neto in goal, Zabrini, Doherty and Gabriel in defence, Saka, Son, Kudus and Madison in midfield. Up front, Solanke is captain, Haaland and Watkins on the bench, Areola, Hudson-Odoi, Doggy and Reguilon. Predicted 78.7 points. And yeah, like I said, I'm just rolling this week, and then I'll make two transfers in 29, one of which will probably be, like I said, Solanke to Muniz. And then maybe one of the defenders. I want one of them. Zabrini to another defender, but I haven't decided who yet. That's it's a simple one for me because of the wild card kind of set up for this week and for 29. There's not really much more to say.
Yeah, because with you wildcarding, you've kind of set it up, really, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
These
next 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, so for me, it's free hit 29 is like completely set now. I've got no players, so you know, I kind of feel it up there. Initially, I was thinking wildcard 30, but I was like, no, I can go an extra week because I've got some really good players who I won't want to wildcard, but have a good fixture, like Van Dijk at home to Brighton. I actually think it's a good fixture. And of course, Watkins at home to Wolves, I think it's a good fixture. And then in 31, wildcard, and I have a bench boost in 34 or 37, but I'm setting up either way. You know, so but I think free hit in. So you're looking to free hit in 37.
Free hit 34.
Bench boost, and bench boost 37.
Because if I free hit 37, that means I'm bench boosting 34, and I don't have enough time between 30 and 34 to change my team without a wild card. Yeah, exactly. So I put myself in a position where it's free hit 34, bench boost 37. Then I've got enough time to sort out a team for a bench boost in 37.
Awesome. Before we look to wrap up, so once again, please, you know, like and subscribe, share it in all the different ways that you can in regards to social media. Of course, as well, you can find us on Podbean as well, where we're attached to every single audio you can think of, isn't it?
Exactly. Anything you can listen on with it.
And follow us at Only One Bonus Point. Follow myself at Ray_Cure Law, yourself.
And myself at Only1_Law. And our host who you've seen is @_Only1RJ.
Excellent. So something that we'd like to still make sure that we share is, of course, the Middle League standing. So at number 4, we've got Winter Wonder Haaland, Prakash Mutani. Good guy, actually. Very good on spaces as well. Currently, I mean, these points are mad, aren't they? They're just great points. 1,701, 73.9K. Number 3, someone we know, Law.
Yeah, Mike. We nearly won the league. Got 84 points this week and is also on 1,701. He's had a rapid rise.
Absolutely smash it. I mean, look at that. He got 104 points with one game week. So.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Number 2 now, I'm pretty sure Spencer finished in the top 5 last season as well. So he's having another storm of a season. FPL Beery FC, 1,726 points, 23.8K. And that's
our esteemed host. Thanks everyone for listening. Our esteemed host, RJ, topping the list. 75 points this week, 1,736 points overall, 15.6K, having a stormer, an absolute stormer.
Yeah. And you, and RJ, you always said you didn't look to free hit in 29. So it's a good shout for your team in the way you set up, because I think in 37 stroke 34, he really wants to free hit a big double. Yeah. So totally get it. But once again, everyone, thank you so much for joining as well in regards to the mini league. And yeah, it's Law and I are battling to stay on the first page.
Oh, that's hilarious. It's true, but it's hilarious.
Why do we play this stupid game, as you said before?
I don't know.
But everyone, thank you so much for watching. Law, always a pleasure, my man. Next week, hopefully, it's all three of us again.
Yep.
Another thing as well, everyone, wherever you are, keep yourself warm, innit? Because it is not nice out there, I got to say. I took out the bins the other day and I'm like, nope. But
again, thanks everyone for listening. It's been a good episode. Look forward to seeing everyone next week. Yeah, we have been your hosts. I'm Law.
And I'm Ray.
Thanks everyone for listening. We'll catch you on the next one. Peace.